Hi there, it's step 22. I am who I am. Who I am is who I am. And that is exactly what spirits want you to know on the other side. You see, when we cross over, the only thing that we lose is our physical body and our ego, because we don't need either one of those things, but we keep the same personality. And that in itself is a way that spirit tries to communicate with us. Listen, if your loved one swore all the time, and all of a sudden you're sitting outside and things are really quiet, and in your mind you hear a fuck this and fuck that and shit and bullshit and everything else, that's your loved one who swore all the time coming in and giving you a message. And if your loved one on the other side had a personality where they got like a ton of anxiety anytime they went out in public, and you're not that person, like let's say you don't have anxiety when you go out in public, but you're going to a concert that you're loved one loved, like let's say they love Shania Twain, and you're so pumped and you're going to the concert, and all of a sudden you get there and you start to have all that anxiety. Yeah, that's the spirit saying, oh my gosh, I'm here with you, but I'm still the same person. I still want to let you know it's me by showing you, I swear, by showing you I have anxiety, by showing you who I am. And so lots of times mediums and psychics can pick up on that. It could be a feeling. It could be a word that you hear. It could be something that you see. It could be something that you feel. And you have to connect sometimes that that personality trait also can sometimes go to those stereotypes that sometimes fit for people. Listen, it's no secret that if you're Italian, you talk with your hands and they're all over the place. And if you're from Asia, you may be someone who's a little bit more quiet and maybe a little bit more reserved. Whereas if you're from someone from the Bronx, you're probably a little bit more outspoken, a little bit more down to earth. Who knows? But the thing is those can also be messages. They can also be things that you use to communicate with your client and with yourself. If you're looking for a validation that that is indeed the right spirit and the right loved one that's there for you. So keep an open mind and remember, look for things that they love. Like if your mom loved chocolate cake, and every time you go into the store, that's the first thing that's out there on the counter is free samples of chocolate cake, probably is your mom. And if your mom loved birds, and every time you go out, there's always a robin sitting on your truck, it's probably your mom. And if you're connecting with a client and you're passing on messages and you keep, getting this feeling like you want to talk with your hands and you can't stop your hands from going, it's probably a spirit on the other side. You have to remember that we are who we are, who we are, who we are. And it's so important for us to know that. It's so important for us to realize that our personalities and those quirky things that we do are going to stay with us for many lifetimes. And they're going to be messages that psychics and mediums, just like yourself, are going to use to validate spirit and pass those messages along. So don't be afraid. Dive in and start telling the person you're reading for exactly the feelings and the thoughts and the insights that you get from their loved one.